Jerry Bader Show, 1049. Apple is paying out a total of $32.5 million to 37,000 claimants because their kids ran up charges on Apple mobile devices, iPhones, iPads, iPods, because to continue in a game, you had to purchase an app. Well, parents had to punch in the password. Why do you think it was asking for your password? Are you a complete dullard? You know, I'm not saying maybe Apple didn't design this to make it way easy to pay for stuff without knowing you're paying for it. But I lean here that parental irresponsibility is a bigger cause of this. You can't keep your kids' attention other than handing them an electronic device, and you're so damn worried about what you're doing and not the kid. They, Mama, I need your number, password. You tap it in, and you don't think, well, gee, I wonder why the App Store is asking for my password. Okay, you know your kid's downloading an app. Now, you do need your password. I understand that, and maybe it could have been a free app. To me, it feels as Apple ruled too easily on this, although I'm admitting they're probably not without a level of sin. I think the greater level of sin here is parents who are just virtually AWOL and letting electronic devices watch their kids. Aaron on the road. Aaron, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hey, good morning, Jerry. Nice to see you.
Nice to talk to you.
Hey, I got to tell you, I have three kids as well, and we have all of the devices. Your iPods, your iPads, the iPhone. Apple has parental control settings in the devices, and you must have been born yesterday if you're just going to blindly type in a password and let your kids download stuff. I think it's completely on the parents. Apple shouldn't be paying a dime.
Why do you think they're ruling then? Just not worth the fight?
I don't think it's worth the fight, you know, and it's bad press for them.
Well, here's Apple's problems. Aaron, thanks for the call. Here's how Apple fights this. Hey, parents, get your heads out of an anatomically dark place. Apple doesn't want to criticize its customers the way I'm criticizing them right now. I mean, we've had these things happen in different areas where our kids had latitude in spending money and abused it. And I understand a kid 4 and 5 years old, all they know is, hey, this is what has to happen to continue. But if parents were paying anything that resembled close attention to their young children, as he said, what do you think's going to happen? That you just blindly let the kid punch in a password? And that all minors, you're going to think teenagers didn't know better? Actually, quite frankly, I'm surprised this is just 37,000 claims. I'm actually surprised the number isn't much higher. But if you do the math, 37,000 claims and $32.5 million, I think it's pointing to the worst of the worst parents. And I think there are parents out there right now who may have been affected by this, who disagree with me, but just don't have the nerve to call. And that's fine. I think a lot of this, I disagree with the caller. I don't think 100% of it is on the parents. I would put about 90% of it on the parents. Watch what your kids are doing. And don't trust an electronic device to be your babysitter, be it a TV, be it an iPad, iPod, iPhone, whatever. And I quite frankly think that Apple just decided, you know what, we are making the changes the FTC wants anyway. So we'll go ahead and pay. That will just write it down as the cost of doing business. I, however, think that lets a lot of irresponsible parents off the hook. And I got to tell you something. There are only a handful of talk show hosts in America that have actually had young kids. There are talk show hosts who've never had children, who talk about irresponsible parents, and they don't do it with a great deal of credibility because they've never dealt with kids. They've never raised kids. I've got a lot of credibility here because I've raised kids. And there are times when I have been guilty. To this day, my daughter broke her arm when she's 5. She's going to be 21 this year. I still feel badly about that. that I could have been watching her more closely. Everyone tells me I'm wrong on that and that kids break their arms. I still felt guilty. John in Sheboygan. John, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Yeah, good morning. I'm going to overall agree with you. It certainly is put on the parents as far as lack of control. The only difference I'm seeing with my daughter is now she's in middle school in Sheboygan, and they're handing out iPads. And we do not have, as a parent, any control over what that our child can download or see or do on that iPad. We can't put parental guidance limitations on that.
Why not?
Because the school system doesn't allow it, because the school system owns it.
Okay, but the school system's going to ram an iPad down your throat for your kid and say that you have no control over it?
That's exactly what they're doing.
Okay, so you can't go to the principal or teacher and...
No, because if we choose to do that, then we don't get one. And then they miss out on the good opportunities that they have to have the device.
This is making no sense to me, that the school would prohibit you from putting parental controls on a device that they... It's just... I need to look into which middle school is this?
It's Horace Mann.
It's Horace Mann. Okay. I'm going to look into this. Thanks a lot for the call. To Anne from Wautoma. Anne, go ahead.
Hi. I kind of came in late on the conversation, but I just wanted to say it is totally possible to raise kids in this day and age without electronic devices. I am close friends with a lot of Amish and Mennonites in our area. And whether you agree with their lifestyle or not, it amazes me that I can take a van load of children to South Dakota, and they do not argue, they don't fight, and they don't. They sit and they color, or they'll sing, or they'll sit quietly and look at the scenery. They'll talk with the adults, like actual conversation. And we're talking small children. And I can't even take a couple of, what we call English children into town 6 miles away without them picking at each other and fighting. And a lot of it does come down to the fact that those other cultures take time with their children, and they do spend time and talk and teach them that they don't need all this electronic stuff.
And that's the thing. Imagine, thanks a lot for the call. You wonder why you get a society of I want it now, I want it now, I want it now, when they can't sit and be patient for a brief period of time. This is where we've gone. We started with television. A friend is pointing out that there are a few apps that once you enter the password, the app remembers and continues to charge. Yeah, and that actually, that was in the story, and that's one of the things they've changed now. As I said, Apple, I didn't say Apple was 100% innocent. I didn't say that. But I think what this reveals is the larger picture where parents just feel they need this type of electronic crutch to keep their kid quiet. A couple of things we didn't get to. Walmart is accused of violating workers' rights by the NLRB because they fired some employees who didn't work to go protest Walmart. I need to try to spend at least a minute on that tomorrow. Also, as you know, I have been extremely critical of PolitiFact for their unfair treatment, Scott Walker versus Mary Burke. They have given Mary Burke a pants on fire rating on something. This does not let them off the hook. And I'm sure there's, see, Bader, see, we treat her harshly. We've given her a pants on fire, which means that she's just out not lying about something. Yeah, no. This actually does not forgive the sins that they are guilty of. I will try to get to both of those tomorrow. And coming soon, a way that I can get to these right after the show. We'll be telling you about that very, very soon. 10:58, just 8 minutes from Rush. Have a lovely one, won't you?
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.